Okay, so we were on the Beis Amud Aleph, two lines from the end of the Amud. So the Gemara comments on the Mishnah's line. Bein she'asuv asa imahen, whether, right, you're liable for sinning and you participate in the karban, the parlam davar shel tzibur, whether you sin along with the Beit Din, consecutive, or they don't sin at all, they just paskin and you act on accordance with them. So the Gemara says, "Lama lele misnei kolani? Why do I need all three cases? Bish lama reisha lozu afzu ktani." So I get that in the first part of the Mishnah, it's a lozu afzu, meaning if you look at Rashi, dachimas lomi baizu daasa imahem to have a vade to beis din. It's not only a case where the members of the Beit Din actually acted in accordance with their psak, where you can say, ah, they acted in accordance with the psak. So if I go along with them, obviously I'm relying on their authority, right? They did the same thing. I saw the rabbi do it, so I did it. It made sense. Even in a case when they didn't. So that I understand. Elaseifa dilichyuva ivchami baile. But when you're talking, when you're chayav, right, the opposite order should have been the case. Meaning, obviously, if I do it separate from them, and if the chiddush is, right, zuvain, so the Gemara says, but no, zuvain tzarich lomar zu ktani. You're right, it's a zuvain tzarich lomar zu. Meaning, I'm chayav even if I do it with them. So kal vachomer if I do it without them. But it's a lozu, it's not a lozu afsu, it's a lozu, it's a zuvain tzarich lomar zu. Meaning, and probably the reason we keep the order is for stylistic purposes, because remember, the Mishnah is taught baal peh. So there's a lot to be said about doing things in similar stylistic ways, even if conceptually they are distinct. Okay, now for the following. So if a member of the Sanhedrin, or alternatively, a Talmud Shara'oi Lahara, a student who isn't yet a member of the Beit Din, but he is worthy of paskening, meaning he's capable halachically of paskening, if he knows that the Beis Din makes a mistake and he follows their psak, knowing it's wrong, he can't get away with their karban. So tarte lomali. Why do I need both cases? In the end of the day, if someone's a qualified posek and he knows that the Beis Din was wrong and chose to follow them anyways, so he is personally liable. Why do I need both? So amarava itchich salkadai dechamina hanimili gamir v'savir avol gamir v'lo savir lo. So the Gemara says, and this is very important, there are two qualifications for someone to be a posek. One is what we call gamir. What's gamir? Gamir is he knows his stuff, right? He has learned. And what's savir? Svara. He knows how to analyze. A posek needs to be gamir v'savir. And in general, it's not just true that a posek needs both. This also tells you the way you're supposed to learn. The Gemara tells you that first you have to do Gemara. First you have to know information. And then you can analyze the information. That's the way things work. So you might have thought that someone who is gamir, the lo savir, who knows a lot, but he doesn't know how to analyze, you might thought he isn't a posek. Kamashwan, he is. Abai lahara gamir v'savir mashma. Abai said, no. That's obviously correct. In order to be a posek, you need to know stuff and know how to analyze it. Without either of those two, right, you could have the sharpest mind in the world, but if you don't know Torah, you can't paskin. And if you know kol derech kula, but you don't know how to analyze, so then you can't be a posek. So Amar Leh, he said, you're right. Ana hachi ka'imna. This is what I mean. Imeahi yavaminahani mili gavir v'savir, aval gamir v'savir. Lo tana ra'oi lahara mishnei seira afilu gamir v'lo savir, savir lo gamir. He said, you're right. The ideal psak is not that way. But the Mishnah Yisera, the extra Mishnah, teaches you that for these purposes, it's considered intentional rebellion, or an intentional mistake, as it were, or an unforgivable mistake, whatever, if you have at least one qualification of posek. You're right, we wouldn't put you on the Beis Din. But if you're at least half capable of paskin and you understand there's a mistake and you go along with it, so that's already enough to be that you can't rely on Beis Din. So, ra'o ilaha ra. Who is this person who counts as being a posek? Kigon man, Amar Rava, Kigon Shimon ben Azai, Shimon ben Zoma. We set the bar pretty high with ben Azai and ben Zoma, who are amongst the biggest Talmidei Chachamim that we have. Now, why weren't they Rav then? So, probably, as the Gemara says, and I think the Gemara says this in one place, that, oh yeah, the Gemara does say this in one place, right, they weren't married. And you need to be married to have formal smicha. So, Amar le Abaya, Abaya said, really? Kai gavna mezidu? What do you mean? If you are the Gadol Hador, and you see that the Bezid made a mistake, and you go along with it, the implication of the Mishnah is you can't be Yotze with the Karban of the Bet Din. But you can bring your own. Mapidom, you can bring your own Karban. That's not Shogeg. You only bring a Karban if you do something by accident. But if you know they're wrong and you act in accordance with the wrong Psak, you're an intentional sinner. You don't get off on a Karban at all. Not personal and not the Bez Din's. So the Gemara says, So he said, but wait a second, right? We have a brisa that says, right, indeed, if he follows the psak of Bezdin, so then, and he really is following their psak, so then he can be Yotze with them. Meaning, this is what we're talking about, right? Because the brisa, which describes it, tells you that the type of Talmud Chacham, we're talking about Shimon ben Azai, and tells you the exceptional case. Meaning, if even Shimon ben Azai made a mistake, so then, he really would go along with Bez Din. But that means that the level of Talmud Chacham we're talking about is Mamish Gadol Hador, essentially. So what's the case? It's either Mazid, or he made the mistake with Bez Din. But what is the case in which it's considered a shogeg for him, but he has to bring his own karban? So the Gemara comes up with the following amazing line. Elahechi mishkachad la, kagon di yad ad asur. You're right. It's a case where he knew it was asur. The katoy be mitzvah lishmo divrei chachamim ledidinami de tau be mitzvah lishmo divrei chachamim. What's the case? Very simple. He knew that the psak was wrong, but he thought that what? He made a mistake about the nature of the mitzvah to listen to Chazal. He thought that you're supposed to listen to Beit Din even when they're wrong, and he was wrong. On the meta level, he was wrong that the authority of the rabbis is even when they're wrong. That was the mistake. And therefore, on the one hand, he's not amazed because it was a legitimate mistake. But he also isn't going to get off with the karban of the Beit Din because it's his mistake. So now Rafi looks at me quizzically. Well, what do you want to say?
That's, you're telling me this guy is so great that he like essentially can like paskin all halacha, but doesn't really...
but good, but wait, but Rafi... So, growing up, didn't you ever hear Rashi? I'm sure someone once quoted Rashi to you, who said, Lo tasser min adavar asher yagidu lecha yamin hu smol. Afilu omer lecha yamin shu smol, lo smol shil yamin. Right, who hasn't quoted that Rashi? Don't stray from the rabbi said left or right. Even if they tell you right is left and left is right. Right?
To me, this sounds like a scenario, but more than
practical. Oh, that's for sure. But what you learn here is that the way that people quote Rashi, which is based on the Sifrei, a girsa in the Sifrei, is very not obvious. Because here it's explicit in the Gemara that if you know the rabbis are wrong, or at least if you are a member of Sanhedrin, you know the rabbis are wrong, or you're at that level, you don't listen to them. It's usher to listen to them, but it's a mistake you might make, but it's wrong. The Yerushalmi is even clearer. The Yerushalmi says, Lo tasser min adar jagid lo chayamin usmal. Yachol afilu omer lo chayamin shusmal wa smol shel yamin. You might think this even if left is right and right is left. Talmud lomer lo lachet yamin usmal. Rakim ron lo chayamin shu yamin wa smol shu smol. No, you only listen to them when they're right. When they tell you right is right and left is left. But now they tell you left is right and right is left. So anyone who tells you that Rashi, tell you it's a bit complicated because the Bavli and the Yerushalmi go against that Girsa and the Sifrei. Now, Rav Chanan Wasserman suggests in Kuntres Dibrei Sofrim that maybe it depends. If Chazal claim that they're following the Torah, so then you only follow them if they're right. But if they tell you that they're invoking their authority to uproot the Torah, meaning they're telling you this is against the Torah, but we're invoking Akirat Davar Min HaTorah, our ability to uproot the Torah, so we're telling you it's wrong, but this is our authority, so then you listen, even if right is left, is left is right, because they're not making a mistake, they're invoking their authority to uproot the Torah, to abrogate the Torah temporarily. Ellie's like, I hate that. Okay, good.
Can you only do that to Devil Tase?
Well, were you there when we did this year? So, yeah. The Bavli thinks that they only do B'Shev Al Taseh. The Yerushalmi says, even B'Kum Vaseh. But Tosvot paskins that they're allowed to do it B'Kum Vaseh, V'Davar HaNireh, right? In a case where it seems like they're not violating the Torah. And the Ritva, in his Shuva, and a little bit in his Peirs and Yevamot, on Yevamot Daf Tzadi, and I think the Shuva is Kufpei. I think Kufpei, but don't quote me on that, but I think it's Kufpei, says that, no, la halacha, sometimes you really can be oker b'kum vaseh. La halacha, Tosfos says this. You can look, Subas Yud Aleph, he says this about Ger Katan, that's how we invoke it. It's a machlokes Tosfosin between Subas Yud Aleph and the Tosfos in Sanhedrin Samachesim with Beis. Okay. Zaklal. Continuing, so the Gemara, the Mishnah had said that if you rely on your own authority when you make mistakes, so you're liable. So lasuye mai, what does this include? Lasuye mivai b'hara'a. This includes someone who, in general, as we saw by Mumar, kicks halacha, meaning the type of person who begavra doesn't care about authority, even if he happens to be following the best in here, he doesn't get off because begavra, he's not someone who listens to authority. Tola bevezin lasuye. What does tola bevezin come to include? Horu bezin yadu shita'u v'chazru behen. It's where bezin paskin made a mistake and they retracted already, but he didn't know about it. So habehedik tanila. So the Gemara says tani b'hatam afarish. You're right. It's coming and explaining it. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Zud Rabbi Yehuda, Aval Chachamim Amar Yachet Shasu b'horaz bezin chayav. So here, I mentioned this yesterday, but very quickly. There seems to be a fundamental machlokes in the Chachamim. How does it work? When you say that if you follow the Psak of Bezdin, you are not liable for a karban, there are two ways of conceptualizing that. One is that really you are liable, but you can be yotzei with the karban of Bezdin. But that means that the only time you're going to be pater is if a paralim davar shel tzibur is actually brought. But if 100 people followed Beis Din and there's no paralim davar shel tzibur, so you're really liable and there's no paralim davar shel tzibur, you have to bring a personal karban. Or you say there's two levels. One is the fact that I rely on Beis Din exempts me. That is a pater. And if we happen to reach the level where Rov of Klal Yisrael, sin, so then you bring a Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur. Now again, this may depend on the conceptual issue we raised yesterday. Is Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur on behalf of Klal Yisrael for the sin, or on behalf of Beis Din for the Psak? But at any rate, the Gemara says that this question of whether an individual who follows Beis Din is Pater, even when there is no Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur, is a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says Pater, the Chachamim say Chayav. My Rabbi Yehuda, where's Rabbi Yehuda say it? Titania, the Brisa says in Nefesh, Achas Techada Bishkoga Basavsa. If someone sins by accident when he commits the Aveira, Hare Elu Shlosha Miyotin. These are three Miyotin. Hausimi Piatzmo Chayav. If you follow your own authority, but you are liable. Baraz Bezdin Patur. My Rabbanan, where the Rabbanan say their position? Titania, Adayin and Yomer Miyot Kal Shechadu Chayavin. If the minority of Klal Yisrael sins, they're liable. She'ein bez and mevi'in al yidei in par, because there's no carbon brought by bez on their behalf, therefore they're chayav. Rov kal shechatu, if most of Klal Yisrael sins, you pturin, then they're exempt. She'ein bez and mevi'in al yidei in par. Talmud lomar, me'am haaretz, afilu ruba, va'afilu kula, even if the majority of Klal Yisrael, even if all of it sins. Bamai, what's the case? Elim b'shigigas maisa Bezdin shelo behara'a. If you're talking about a case where Rove of Klal Yisrael sinned without a psak of Bezdin, they just all made a mistake. So obviously there's no paralim davar. Bezdin ma'evi detayhu. Bezdin didn't do anything. Shelo behara'ez Bezdin mimaisi. Without the psak of Bezdin, you don't bring a karban. Mimaisi shelo behara'a. Elo behara'a. You're talking about a psak. V'haki k'siv me'am aretz. B'shigas ma'izu d'ch'siv. But he says, but that's the case, right? That the classic case of Parlam Davar Shel Tzibor is in fact this, where there's a psak, and then Klal Yisrael follows it. So what are we talking about? Elav hachi kamar. This is what it means. Miyut kahal shechatu b'shigigas ma'isa chayavin. If the minority of Klal Yisrael sin without a psak, so they have to bring personal karbanot, shein bez mevin alidei en par. Behora'a by psak ha'in chayavin. Yachal. And that means that even behora'a, they're chayav. Yachal ye rov tzibar sh'az b'shigaz ma'isa yipturin. Shai bezim avin le'in par behora'a. You might have thought that since there exists a category of paralim davar shel tzibor, so that even if rov of Klal Yisrael sin without a psak of bezdin, they don't have to bring a karban. Talmud loma me'am ha'aretz afilu rubo. So what the Gemara's maskana is as follows. According to the Chachamim, only if Rove of the Tzibor follows the Psak of Bezdin, you bring Paralim Davar Shel Tzibor. If Rove of the Tzibor sins without a Psak of Bezdin, or a minority of the nation sins even with a Psak of Bezdin, in either case, you don't bring a Paralim Davar Shel Tzibor. And while Rabbi Yehuda would say they're exempt from a personal karban, when they rely on Bezdin, the Chachamim say that you are Chayav. Amar of Papa Mimai Dilma Lohein Velo Bezdin. How do you know? Maybe it's like Rabbi Yehuda, that if the minority of Klal Yisrael sin on the Psak of Bezdin, so nobody brings a karban like Rabbi Yehuda. And if half of Klal Yisrael sin, so then Param Davar Shel Tzibor. So he says, Ihachi might ear the Meghada al Ruba Lechiuva. La Michal de Miu Behorat, Kaimile, de Mechaibu Behorat, the Mechaibu Behorat. He said, if that was the case, so why is it going back on the Rove Lechiuv? Right? We already figured it out from the fact that we were talking about a minority. Behorat. So Venada Beresha al Miuta. So why don't we go back to the Resha? Meaning the case of a minority, the Mechai B'Shigigas Maisa, Ulbasof Nahada Aruba Licheyuva B'Shigigas Maisa, and then go back to the case of the majority who sinned only with an action without psak, Elalav Milo Mehader Almiut, the Mechaivan B'Shigigas Maisa. Rather, since we don't go back to the case of the minority who's liable for sinning without a psak, ubesov mahada aruba lechiyuva b'shigas ma'isa. In the end, we talk about a majority that they're liable if they sin. It teaches you shma mina miyud behara chayavin. Hein kizba usseira, a minority who sins even based on the psak of bezin or chayav to bring a personal karban. V'shelo behara b'shigas ma'isa, or if they sinned without a psak and they just made a mistake, so in both of those cases you bring a personal karban chayavin. Michdi travayu stametnan. I have a minute and a half. Okay, so let's look. Both of these Mishnah were taught stam. Imai the kamaiser of Yehuda basraisa rabbanan. How do you know that the first clause is Rabbi Yehuda's and the latter clause is the rabbanan? Ema ivcha. Why don't you switch it? So the Gemara answer is man shamatle. Didarish miyute ki aygavna. Rabbi Yehuda, he know, because this nature of drasha follows the way that Rabbi Yehuda teaches drasha in general. Ditanya Rabbi Yehuda omer, because Rabbi Yehuda says zoz tarat zola. This is the Torah of the Ola. He hare elu shlosha miuten. So this whole drasha that Rabbi Yehuda had followed Rabbi Yehuda's general model of learning all of these miyutin, and therefore the way he expounded his halacha here parallels the way he learns drashot in general, and therefore that's how we assume the halacha follows. The Rabbi Yehuda is the one who would exempt the minority, and Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim would obligate the minority in a case where they, even in a case where they followed Bez did. V'i b'yaseima, alternatively, adayin ani omer, I still say, lo matzis mukmed la Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe you'd say you can't establish lez like Rabbi Yehuda. Diktani, rov kahal shechatu, bez din mevin al yidei in par. Because it says that if the majority of the Klal Yisrael sin, so the court brings a par for them. V'i Rabbi Yehuda, but if it's Rabbi Yehuda, amar tzibur hu demayzi, bez din lo. But we have a problem in saying that this Mishnah is in fact Rabbi Yehuda, because the entire implication until now is that Bez Din is bringing the Karban, but as we'll see, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't think that. So I'll stop here before we quote the Mishnah. But just what we're going to see tomorrow, I guess, I don't know how we're going to do this because it's Friday. Well, I'll try to figure out a time, I don't know. Let me know time. But we'll see, I mean, I'll record it one way or the other, but we'll see that it's going to quote the Mishnah, where, as I said, the fundamental machlokes, right, is the carbon being brought on behalf of Bez Din or on behalf of the people? We'll see that it seems to be manifest in this Mishnah on whether the carbon is one of the people or the nation, and whether you bring it as one carbon for all of Klal Yisrael or one per shevet, where clearly what we're talking about is a representative carbon for the people rather than for Bez Din. But we'll stop here, and we'll pick up with that Mishnah tomorrow.